She is calling herself a warrior princess, and if anyone has the right to do that, it is 14-year-old Abby Kopf of Battle Creek. Abby is one of two survivors of the Kalamazoo mass shooting of February 20th. Six other people died. A 45-year-old man has been charged in the mass shooting, but let's not talk about him. Let's talk about Abby Kopf, who has shocked her doctors by going home just 2 months after she was shot in the head. Abby's dad, Gene Kopf, is with us now. Welcome to Stateside, Gene.
Thank you.
It is wonderful to talk with you. I have followed the Facebook page that you and the family set up, Abby Kopf's Recovery, right from the very beginning. And it is absolutely astounding. But I think in order to get a full understanding of just how tough your Abby is, can you give us a sense of how things were when you got the call the night of February 20th?
We were told that she would probably not make it through a night. The odds were high, so we had to rush and get there. Her heart did stop beating during part of the procedures when we were there that night. And I really don't like to get into too much detail about that night because it's very, very gruesome.
Yeah. We had her reports that the doctors were actually preparing to pronounce her. And then your wife, Vicki, realized, no, she's still in there and still fighting. What was that moment like? How did you realize that?
I was holding her hand when it happened about the heart. When her mother, a couple hours later, felt the fingers interlacing, I was in the other corner of the room. How was it like? I don't know. It was all surreal. I didn't have any emotions at the time.
But she squeezed your wife, Vicki's hand, and then
Correct.
You realize she's still there.
Correct.
And now she's home. And I'm wondering what you'd like to say, Gene, about the care that Abby got at Bronson Methodist Hospital in Kalamazoo and then over at Mary Freebed Rehabilitation Hospital in Grand Rapids. What have they been like in helping Abby back to be home with you?
Clearly, Bronson did a great job. Or she wouldn't be here. I think that was one of the things that saved her life, was she was fortunate. Well, fortunate is a relative term because she was unfortunate that she was in town when that happened. But on the flip side of the coin, she was near a major trauma center with lots of training in these sort of things who quickly reacted. So they were wonderful. They included us, they included parents as team members, and just phenomenal at Bronson. Mary Freebed did a great job with her physical rehabilitation. And now we're home, and she's doing outpatient rehab in Battle Creek.
Gene, you had people all over Michigan and the country and the world just rooting for Abby and for you and your family. Did you feel that, and did that kind of sense of support help you?
Absolutely. We had people all over the community. We still get tons and tons of letters, which we have not even begun to respond to yet. Some of them are wonderful to listen to. We've had people, this gentleman from the UK who writes these long, wonderful letters that Abigail, I read to Abigail, and she just loves to listen to. But we get letters all the time. We get well-wishing. She goes somewhere, and she's the celebrity of the moment, and everyone comes up and just greets her. When this happened and her mother and I were out and about, we would try to get away from hospitals. We would go somewhere to eat, and we would never have to pay for a meal. It was just wonderful, and we've had various organizations help us out. A stairlift company has already said they will put in a stairlift for her. It's just absolutely wonderful how the community has stood together for us.
You mentioned that Abigail is now in her outpatient rehab. Tell us how she's doing, and also she's looking ahead, isn't she, to the future. What are her goals?
She's doing very well because she had intensive inpatient rehab at Mary Freebed, so it's more of a continuation. Her goals are to returning being as normal as possible. Very shortly, she's going to have a plate put in to replace the missing part of her skull. She has a huge chunk of skull missing, which was shattered by the bullet, and they had to leave it out to prevent any damage from swelling. She may or may not have to have some plastic surgery for the scars after that. That remains to be seen. That can only be determined during the operation. She wants to just be as reasonably normal as possible. Every day she improves dramatically. We have to be extra careful right now because with no plate on her skull, essentially it's just skin over brain. If she were to fall, even though she has a helmet, if she were to fall, it could be fatal. Mm. So we have to make sure, even though she walks very well, we have to make sure to hold her. She does have troubles with double vision, which makes reading and stuff difficult. And she has horrible, horrible headaches. And that's probably, as a father, my biggest concern is if she's going to be haunted by horrible headaches for long in her life or if that can eventually be addressed.
And I bet she'd like to get back in the swing of classes and classmates and the life she had going until February 20th.
that's kind of hard to say. She definitely wants to be with the classmates, but perfectly frank, she has never liked school.
You know, you've been, and your wife, Vicki, have been sharing Abigail's journey with the rest of us through the Facebook page, Abby Copps Recovery. I've followed it since you set it up. Why was it important, Jean, for you to do that?
Well, there are a number of reasons. First of all, every relative and shirt-tail relative in the country was filling up the text on my wife's phone and mine, and it was the only way we could get a chance to breathe. Everyone looked at the same place. Helped us out tremendously. And the community needs some form of closure, and everyone wants to know what's going on with that. So it gives the community something to look at. It just centralizes everything, makes our lives easy, makes everyone else happy. It's a win for everybody.
No one, the understatement of the century, no one ever expects to be in the epicenter of something like what happened to your daughter. And I'm wondering, what do you hope to see come out of what happened to your Abigail?
I really do hope that this helps us address the problem that we're having a serious epidemic of mass shootings and gun violence in this country. It's happening everywhere. On average, it's happening once every other day. And I'm not saying that there's a magic cure for any of it, but right now we as a country seem to say, oh, another shooting, grit our teeth, walk forward like nothing ever happened. And my goal for this right now is just to keep rubbing everybody's nose in it until we had come up with functional solutions, not just pieces of paper or pandering to various groups out there, but something that actually solves the problem. And since all other developed countries do not have nearly an epidemic like we do, or even an epidemic, maybe an occasional something here or there, clearly there's a solution out there, and it's the problem is unique to the U.S., but we have to fix it.
We have seen other parents, for example, parents from Sandy Hook, become very, very active in interacting with policymakers and legislators. Do you see yourself taking that role, especially as Abby continues her recovery?
Absolutely. It goes without saying. And I have networked with many survivors of these incidents. So, and we're continuing to network. Some of the people we've networked with, it's just we've all touched base and just said we'll get in touch with each other once Abby's schedule is more stable. Everyone knows that our life is just hectic from sunrise to sunset dealing with her issues right now. But as the dust settles, absolutely, we're going to become more involved with it.
Jean Copp of Battle Creek, I want to thank you for being with us and know that you and your wife, Vicki, and your daughter, Abby, have the very, very best wishes of so many people who are listening to us talking right now.
Thank you very much.